This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis received in private audience on Thursday members of the European Federation of Catholic Family Associations. The association was meeting the Pope on the occasion of its 20th anniversary. In his words to those gathered, the Pope said that the family was Europe's most precious treasure. The Holy Father also noted in particular four crises facing the family at the present time, highlighting demographics, migration, employment and education. He stressed that these crises might find positive outcomes precisely in the culture of encounter if different social, economic and political actors were to join in shaping policies supportive of families. Present at the audience was the president of the association, Antoine Renard, who spoke to me earlier this week about this important anniversary and the challenges facing the family today.
An anniversary is many things at the same time. First, an occasion to celebrate and to look backwards after 20 years. What did we achieve? Are we still in good mood? Then also to have a look to the origins. Because my experience is that any human organization that has safe and healthy origins will last long, provided you be a little bit prudent. You never know. So we will have a look backwards, but also we want to set up a program for the future based on the political situation today in Europe. We see, of course, some very good opportunities to recall to the political leaders that the family is the fundamental cell of society. And when everybody is concerned that Europe is not going so healthy and afraid about the future, we should also consider what is the real situation of the fundamental cell.
You made an interesting point there about European leaders, you have the institutions of the European Union. They talk about Europe becoming increasingly secular. With regard to Europe, do you feel that European leaders are willing to listen to you? Do you feel there is a good response from them?
Unfortunately, not enough, and from only much too few of them. But we see also some expectations because they are desperately looking for solutions and they cannot completely ignore the solutions that we are promoting. I see that the European leaders have been very much worried about the Brexit, about the increase reaction from the population going to being tempted to go to populists or being tempted to get out of the construction of Europe, and then they feel in a sort of a hole, and they are, I think most of them try to be sincere, and they are looking for solutions. So yes, it will be difficult because the general culture is not in favor of what we say, but the deepness of the problems that they are confronted to needs that they are open.
What do you see as the major challenges facing the family?
All what concerns life. You know that the birth rate in Europe is dramatically down. You know that there are a lot of liberal attempts against life, such as abortion, such as
like euthanasia.
Like
surrogacy.
All this is attacking life under very liberal conceptions and under a wrong understanding of what actual freedom is. And whatever attacks life is basically attacking family, because family is the sanctuary of life. And when I say it's attacking family, it means that it's attacking humanity. And in humanity, I mean what is human in man. What is purely human in man is being attacked by a death culture under liberal artificial reasons. That is, to my viewpoint, the worst case for the family. Because life is a clear connection to family. The project of God is a family project. Life is really linked to family. So when you attack family in the newborn or in the eldest or in any weak part of the family, you really attack what is the essence of the family.
Well, can I ask you, when your organisation was founded in 1997, so in the 20 years since you were founded, have you really seen, we say in English, has it gone down the slippery slope with regard to the family? Is that a real concern that in 20 years that things have worsened for the family?
Unfortunately, yes, but also no. In general, yes, we can get the feeling that the this culture against the family as being strongly developed, and we see some results of it, and definitely we see that the common understanding would like to consider family life as old-fashioned and not in a in the view of the future, and any opportunity is used to that. We see also a significant progress from our opponents, but we see here and there a lot of small flowers showing that whatever may happen, family will resist. And from this starting point, we can see much more healthy families than before, and really people starting to move and to get organized and to exchange views and to express themselves. This is the best advantage of the medias, for example, and especially the social medias. Mm. So we see some very encouraging signs.
Now, as part of this 20th anniversary celebration, your organization will be having an audience with Pope Francis. Pope Francis, of course, has spoken a lot, and even in his discourse and in his speeches has spoken a lot about the family. Interestingly enough, he talks a lot about learning from grandparents, learning from those, you know, for young people as well, learning the wisdom of people who are older, the generation before. Is that something you would agree with as well?
Of course, and we are delighted because he is enlarging the scope of the family, and he's absolutely right in this. Among this culture, it is going to consider that, in a way, the child make the family, and only the child will be considered. And then the parents can do whatever they want. No, a family is including the child, his parents, his grandparents, his uncle, his nephews. All this is a family where you can really have a communion, which means have all experiences that are useful for your future life, which means including conflicts and the way how to solve conflicts and everything of that kind. And giving a mission to the grandparents, because they are still there, towards the family in general and the children in particular, is, I'm absolutely sure, the best idea to make understand that a family is not only the nuclear family, but as a real mission to extend. And that is why we can promote family life as a model of social construction. Sometimes we are being attacked by people who say, you want to promote only one model of family. But we are even much more ambitious than that. We want to promote family as a model for any social development. That's even much more. And that includes, of course, what the Pope says.
On a final note, next year, 2018, will be the World Meeting of Families, which will be celebrated in Dublin. What do you see this as an occasion for? What are your hopes for this meeting? And is it a case that it can put the spotlight on the family having this meeting?
I mean, what I expect is in the title of these days. It will be Joy for the World. Family is Joy for the World. I have already experienced the International Family Day of Family in Philadelphia last year, and it was an explosion of joy coming from America. And I really expect this year an explosion of joy demonstrated by the families in Europe and for the rest of the world, of course.